We are blessed in this church to be able to read the solemn Passion of John on Good Friday in the presence of sunshine that actually makes the Passion window really come to life. This window, when the sun is behind it, brings forward everything that you have just heard, both the physical meaning of light out of darkness, as well as the symbols that are mentioned in the Passion narrative. We are truly blessed, which is a good thing to say on Good Friday. Most of you would start your day by listening to the news at some point, and the news is nearly always bad news. It is the suffering and the pain of individuals and of nations that make the headlines for us, whether it's a Friday or any other day of the week. It seems that most days are bad days. Traditionally, Good Friday gets its title not from God Friday, as some think. It actually comes from the word good, which was used in the English language to mean holy. So this is Holy Friday, historically, and it has come to be known as Good Friday, because out of the darkness comes light, out of the suffering comes joy. It is a contradiction for most people without faith. We are an anomaly, some would say. How do we take something so brutal and give it such beautiful words? If you concentrate on the Passion that you've just heard, many people focus on Pilate, perhaps Judas, the guards, centurion, maybe Mary, maybe John, the crowds who did nothing, Peter, who denied him. Some of you, as children, may even concentrate more on waiting for the crow to crow, or the rooster to crow. But the emphasis is not about those characters who helped instigate the badness of the event. The entire emphasis on the Passion is on Jesus Christ and his goodness. They are players in a drama that unfolds to bring forward goodness. It highlights that good will conquer evil. This is the meaning of Good Friday. It highlights that love will always conquer hate. Darkness is always conquered by light, and life will conquer death. And that's what we celebrate and remember on Good Friday. God does not want us to suffer. He did not create us with the intention of causing us pain. All God wants is our love. So Christians, we must not only accept suffering when it comes our way. What we must do with suffering is make it holy, make it good. What makes it holy, what makes it good? Love makes suffering holy. This is our Holy Friday. This is our Good Friday, because that suffering created eternal love and eternal life for each one of us.